In yesterday's Tanya, in the 17th letter, the Alter Rebbe spoke about the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, rechava mitzvascha ma'ed, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is a very broad vessel into which even the endless, infinite godliness can be clothed and received, and that is different and higher than the godliness that is experienced in Gan Eden. So generally, and that comes as a result of tzedakah. So generally, the Alter Rebbe is speaking about the two levels of godliness. One is the godliness that a person can attain through his own efforts and through his own work. And the second is that which is given from above as a gift, which comes after the preparation of tzedakah that enables the person to receive the gift. Now, in today's Tanya, for the 27th of Elul, in Simen Yud Ches, on Daf Kuf Chavov Amud Aleph, the number at the bottom of page 486, in this letter, the Rebbe describes the same two levels of godliness, only the way it expresses itself in the experience of the person in the love for God. Where here, too, we find these two levels. Simen Yud Ches. Ksiv, it is written, it says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofi sumano amt ava betainugim, how fair and how pleasant, how beautiful and how pleasant is love with pleasure. Hine beiz mine ave sein. So to understand this, what does it mean, love with pleasure? The Alter Rebbe says there are two kinds of ava, there are two kinds of love. Ha'alif, the first kind is ava betainugim, love that includes pleasure, that contains pleasure in it. The hainu, what that means, what that experience is, shemisanig al Hashem, that a person takes pleasure in godliness, einig nifla, a great pleasure, b'simcha rabba v'atzuma, with a great and intense joy, simchas hanefesh, the joy of the soul. There can be more external kinds of joy that may be intense and great, but this is intense not only in its volume of joy, but also in the depth that it reaches within the person. It is the joy of the nefesh itself. The kalisa, it also brings to a ecstasy that makes the soul expire in its joy. The ta'amo, when it tastes kitev Hashem, the goodness of God, the noim ni'ime sadeves, and the sweetness that is pleasant. There is a pleasure or a sweetness that comes from bitterness, from intensity, and there's a pleasure that comes from sweetness. Ad lahafli, and usually when the pleasure comes from intensity, it is wondrous, it is amazing, one marvels at it. One is impressed by it. But the pleasure that comes through sweetness is usually not impressive. One doesn't marvel at it. But here, the pleasure, although sweet, is so great that it too becomes wondrous. It is a taste of the world to come in which the neshama is rewarded with the joy and the pleasure in God. So this is the love that includes pleasure, valzeksiv, and concerning this level of love, called ava b'tainugin, it says, simchu tzadikim b'Hashem. The tzadikim rejoice in God. V'lei kol adam zeichalazeh, but not every person can merit this kind of love. It is for tzadikim. Zuhi b'chinas kahano, and this is the level of the kohen b'ru'usa d'liba, who serves God from the inner heart, as distinguished from the levi, who serves God through song, and that is a love that is expressed outwardly from the external part of the heart, whereas the kohen serves in silence because the love and the excitement is in the inner heart, b'ru'usa d'liba, as described in the Zohar HaKodesh. And concerning this level of the kohen, the kohuna, this is described as an aveda, which is a gift. God gives this ability and it's not something that anybody else can have. As it says, V'hazor HaKoriv, etc. And the one who is not a Kohen, who attempts this kind of Avedah, is not good, gets punished for it. Ki ein derech lahasigo al yedei yegiyas bosar. Because there is no way to attain this level through one's own effort. It has to be given from above. Kamei hayizo, as for example, with fear, which a person can attain through his own efforts, sheyalim oleha, concerning which we ask, gai to be yizo, the oy le boso shalei nisyageya be yizo. That a person after he dies is asked, did you serve, did you work at attaining fear, and woe to the one who did not. And it says concerning the fear of God, if you will seek it, if you will want it like silver. Which tells us that it takes a great amount of effort to attain this fear like one searching for a hidden treasure. And just as one searching for a hidden treasure who knows that the treasure is there, and it's just a question of finding it, this person never gets tired and never despairs and continues to search with great effort. So we see that fear is acquired through personal effort. Aval ava rabazu, but this great love, ava bitainugim, the love described as ava bitainugim, neifeles la'odam me'oleho, this comes to the person spontaneously, involuntarily, milmailo, it comes from above, b'li sheyochin v'yechavin lo, without preparation and without intention on the part of the person. Ah, however, it doesn't come just to anybody. Zak acha sheyisyageya b'yiras ha'remimus, after the person has struggled and worked hard at attaining the level of fear. And he's already attained all that he is capable of attaining by his own efforts, limited by the level of his neshama, and he's already attained or completed all that he can do, given the abilities of his neshama. Azai mimele bo ava b'tainugim milmailo, then automatically this love that is called Ava B'tainugim comes from above, Lishkeinu L'Hisyachidim Hayizo, to dwell and to be joined with the fear, Ki Darkei Shel Ish Lachze, K'meshikosu B'lekutei Amorim, because it is the way of man, the Gemara says, it is the nature of the man to search for a woman. And here the Alter Rebbe is describing love as the man and fear as the woman. The masculine and the feminine, love is the masculine and fear is the feminine. As it says, Isha Yiras Hashem, that the woman is the fear of God. And so the love, although it comes spontaneously, although it comes without being earned and without preparation, yet where does it come? It comes to that place where fear has been acquired. So where there is fear of God, the love of God follows automatically. In the Hayyim Yom for the 27th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that from among the sayings, the holy sayings of the Alter Rebbe, there is the saying that Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, the Jewish people, even as they are in this lowly earthly world, the Jew is connected and tied to Hashem Echad. So Yisrael Ba'aretz is still a Goy Echad. Even as Jews are on earth, they are a people of oneness, of the oneness of God. And how does this express itself? God makes the physical out of the spiritual, and the Jewish people makes the physical into spiritual.